Okay, now we'll move on to the next case under advisement. It's 11,296 is AT&T, a special use exception for a telecommunication tower. Okay, gentlemen. Let me get that out. Okay, gentlemen, I'll open up the floor for discussion.
For starters, I think it was the longest case we've ever had.
I think
it wasn't long.
Yeah, it was. I think that both parties have, to say this, Mr. Chairman, have presented a lot of evidence and documentation that has taken us some time to go over, and I'm sure my colleagues have had the same thing. Spent a lot of time studying the pros and cons of the for this application. They were presented very well by both sides. So when you look at it and you say, okay, from a standpoint, as when I look at it from a standpoint of the county's ordinance, I'll go there first. The ordinance says that cell tower must meet certain criteria in the ordinance. Now, AT&T has presented that case that they have met the lighting, the distances away from each other, the height of the tower. They have met all that. Now, it just boils down to just one thing, and we all know what that is. Is it substantially going to affect adversely the uses of the neighborhood? Both sides argued a point about the gas station being there, the gasoline that is stored underground there, the point of when the tower is erected, will it be substantially connected to the ground and the sand environment and water environment, will it affect the retention pond that's there? The other issues were, of course, aesthetic. In other words, just seeing it there as a big tower. Another issue, of course, was one of the big issues was the real estate values. And both parties had experts, supposedly experts, that made the statements that they presented cases where one would affect the other. And it comes down to is who was the one that has convinced this board and convinced me that it does have an effect. And all these issues have an effect on the neighborhood. Now, when I look at all the other and going over and over and over and over, the biggest thing I think in cell towers is, can you co-locate? I don't know if they've demonstrated to us that they can. I think they can. That they can. I'm sorry. I think they can. I think T-Mobile, correct me if I'm wrong, has an outlet there. We would call it a tower or a reception, whatever you call it, a transmitter, on one of the poles there, I believe. Am I right there?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I believe you're correct.
Right. And then you had some
telephone poles.
Telephone pole?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we heard testimony, though, that they had a different system, type of system, than AT&T has.
And I was wondering why the statement from AT&T, they said it's the best reception area in that area, and even in buildings, it wasn't bad at all. No, that came from AT&T.
Now that they have the temporary tower.
Yeah, now they have the temporary. But before that, there was no complaints. I didn't see any, no one convinced me that there was complaints in this area.
I think they might have suggested their need was because of future requirements of
right.
data
right.
And,
right.
and whatnot, that there would be that need for additional.
And I don't, they, but they haven't convinced me of that. They haven't convinced me that that this is something that's really going to be in the need for the future. I can see a lot of things in the future that may need things to happen.
If there wasn't a need for it, why would they put forth the effort and the expense to seek it out this long?
Because I think they're looking at monetarial. It is, you know.
Whether there's need or not, that's not the question.
That's right. That's not the question. The question is it going to, again, we get back down to, is it going to
substantially affect adversely uses of neighboring adjacent
right.
properties?
Right. Now we got to make that decision.
I think that both sides argued. In my opinion, they argued it well and argued
right.
it equally.
Right.
I think the bottom line is, I think it's quite simple. You know, the opposition has, I think we heard testimony that they've spent $170,000 or more.
77.
And that, you know, they've been here 10 hours of a hearing, and, you know, the applicant, I think, probably took about 2.5 hours, and the opposition, 7.5. Most of it, quite personally, I thought was unnecessary, but the fact is that there's strong emotion in their argument, I don't think there's any question that it. The question I don't think is any longer will it, but it has. In my opinion, it has substantially affected adversely the use of their property. So I'd be inclined to deny it because of that.
Now,
all other things being equal.
Yeah. Let me add to that. It's still not because you said it, but that's exactly where I was going to go next, because of the fact that it has. It's this interim in between the time has really shown that it has had an effect on that.
Substantial effect.
Yep. But how? I mean, they still rented their properties.
That's the thing. They rent it. It's not. I mean, people come down there to rent. They'll rent anything just to get near the beach. They'll rent my house to get near the beach. But I don't think the rentals have gone down. I mean, from what I've seen, I didn't see the rentals going.
I agree. That's why I'm saying I don't know that the temporary tower has substantially adversely affected the neighboring properties.
Well, let me suggest that the reason I feel that is because I think it has affected the enjoyment of for those people of their property. Not, you know, for any. Necessarily any other, again, all other things being equal, and professional witnesses arguing, you know, rental values and property values and all those things, and I think it was argued both sides equally well.
Yeah, right.
The bottom line is these people have not enjoyed their property. I truly believe that's, you know, their belief, feeling, and obviously testimony.
And I think it's substantially going to affect them.
Continue. Yeah. I agree.
Continue.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
Like I said, they met all the criteria. You know, what is needed?
124.
All the
bus.
But now we're down to the final day of reckoning, which is.
Yeah.
So I would be inclined to deny it.
I would too.
Are we ready to vote?
I disagree.
I disagree also.
The cell tower's been there, temporary. You heard statements that from the rental property that were against this tower, it didn't affect them at all. they use the pool. Nobody says anything about the cell tower, the old one that was there temporary. There's no problem with it. I guess everybody wants a communication, but not in their backyard. It's a commercial piece of property. They got air conditioning on the roof, everything else. A guy goes sit out in the porch. There's the air conditioning running for the units and everything else. I disagree with you guys. I don't think it. They really proved that case. It really affects them. It's been there. It's not done anything. I mean, they're still renting the properties out. They're still using the pool. It's still going to the ocean. I don't see where it's affecting them any. And that's my personal opinion and what I see and the case they brought to us. Both sides did an excellent job, but I think the tower there now, I don't see anything wrong with it.
And I think they have from day one that they've started, though, that they've tried to show it.
But they didn't prove it.
Huh?
They didn't prove it, I don't think.
Well, I do, from the interim of it up until now.
That's why there's five of us.
That's why there's five of us.
Yep. And, you know, this is the third time we've heard this case.
Yeah.
And yet, this is a very different case because it has a precedent of having a temporary cell tower there. You know, and granted, we heard a lot of testimony. We heard conflicting testimony on real estate values and from one side to the other and that sort of thing. But we have approved cell towers before. This is, like Brent said, it's commercial property. Now, whether who was there first, I don't know. But, you know, whether it was Sea Pines Village or whether it was the commercial property where the restaurant and service station is, but it's commercial.
But you looked at then also, you're seeing which one was there first. But these people's property there were there first before the cell tower was. And how did they make it? You know, they make out then.
But they're saying too.
I mean, you know, an argument side. You know, which one was there? Yeah. So we can go back this way. These people were there living before the tower was ever put there. So they're trying to substantiate, you know, why. You know, listen to that too. So it's a good argument. But which was there first?
Well, see, I don't.
They're
I,
still
I don't,
they're yeah. still saying at the guys that is one of the highest selling place that they had. In fact, they're for selling their apartments or nothing. I mean, they got more money for it.
Rentals and savings.
The rentals. And the selling of the place, wasn't it?
Right.
And maybe every unit didn't sell.
And I'll disagree. I mean, maybe that's the side of the argument that it didn't have an adverse effect.
Okay.
But the if there's any substantial adverse effect, then I think it's our duty to make a decision based on that. And you didn't feel from the testimony of the opposition that it affected their enjoyment of their property?
Not really, because they're still using the pool, still doing everything they want to do, and it's still renting it, still making money. They're not there all summer. They're there like 2 weeks or whatever. They're there, not there all summer.
Right.
And what I took from them, they're renting it out most of the time. So, and they're not getting any feedback from the people who are renting it. So I don't know how you justify it's really bothering them. Sitting there down there that week and see a tower. I mean, we got other towers we approved that we had the same thing, people against it because the way it looked. But after a cell tower there, you don't even notice it. But that's why, just like John, that's why we got five on this board.
And at what point do we consider a cell tower and cellular use and data use from a cell tower as a utility? Just like the utility poles that provide electricity. this past week I've been through a section of in the area where they're erecting steel poles for electric poles. I mean, they're huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly. All along Route 1 on
Route 1.
You know, they may be unsightly, but they didn't have to come before board to get an approval to put that there. It's a necessity for a utility. And this is just something I'm throwing out here, that when at what point in our lives does a cell tower becomes a utility? The use of a cell phone or a computer or the internet, if it's not there yet, it's fast becoming that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess I kind of looked at it like that, And just like what Brent said about the rentals and even values, yeah, some of them may have gone down, but hey, it's been one of those, since the time period since 2008, property values have gone up and down, and sales have, you know, plummeted, and some of them have come back good, and some of them are just slow to come back. So they address, you know, the safety issues, I mean, that are always addressed with cell towers. The retention pond, I was a little concerned about that.
Yeah, I must say, but that's a Denmark issue, really.
It is, and it's it was man-made.
Yeah.
So it can be man-diverted, you know.
Denmark
can be rearranged.
Yeah, Denmark can take care of that. Yeah, I don't know.
But, I mean, that was raised as a concern as well.
Sure. Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, and whatever's built has to be built within the governing guidelines,
right,
as far as safety and
sure, that was, yeah, kind of embarrassed. I mean, I have a concern at that time, but then getting into it,
mm-hmm,
and then so like, you know, Norson and Richardson Town,
but they
wasn't dressed enough.
They need this tower because lack of the communication. I mean, lack of coverage. That's why it's there.
But the question to us isn't about need.
Not yeah.
Yeah, but it's not about need. It's
not the need.
Yeah, not the needs. The question, yeah, just, you know, that's
right. But it's brought up every time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
But it's
that's
not about the
I mean,
need.
That's why they put it there, because that's to get us to do that.
Well, just to clarify, in the code, it does state that the applicant has to submit documentation demonstrating that they're substantiating a need for the tower at the proposed location. So that is a standard that is part of the code.
That they
so
have to
we do need that.
The way, and I'll read it verbatim, it says, any application for new commercial communications tower or antenna or monopole shall include documentation substantiating the need for such tower at the substantiating the need for such tower at the proposed location. So that's part of something you have to consider.
You know, in regard to that, I know that there was a lot of places the applicant said that they couldn't locate the Bethany Tower, so on and so forth, and they looked at many other places. You know, I think, if I recall correctly, it might have been as many as 25 places, the properties they looked at. There's a lot more than 25 properties in Bethany. So, you know. I didn't hear that they exhausted every opportunity, or exhausted opportunities of other locations.
That's what I had. I had it failed to demonstrate that it's
unable all possible means available.
Co-locate other locations.
I guess where I come from, it is a commercial piece of property,
mm-hmm,
and it fit their need right there. And I did try that. They did try in that local area, and they couldn't hit anything, and that's why they come to us.
Thirty years from now, we'll be saying, and then there was satellite.
Yeah.
Communication.
I'm by you. Well, gentlemen, that was the reason to bring it opening up tonight, you know, for us to have this type of dialogue, and if we're ready, if not, you know, everybody's comfortable.
Good discussion.
Huh?
Good discussion.
Well, that's what I mean. I just want to bring it up. And everybody, you know, could look and tell you, we had 10 and a half hours of testimony, and you had 197 pages of document, and I don't want to rush the judgment on it. So that's why I wanted us to have this type of discussion. So if you're comfortable or not, it's up to your call.
What this has shown sitting here to me tonight, both parties have presented themselves well.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
given us a lot of food for thought.
There's a lot.
And I'd like to hear what my colleagues have to say. I hear some things, and of course that's the reason there's five of us, some things that are making me think a little more about a certain area, which I didn't think. You can't think of them all, but with five people on this board, we certainly should be able to cover 99% of it. There was a substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties. I take a shower thinking of that, and I've done that with this case. Every place I go, I'll be driving, and I'm thinking about whether my attorney has told me substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. And that's what our job is here to do, and presented by both cases and the documentation that's been presented to us, it's a tough move. Flooding, the opposition says there's a lot going to be flooding. There's always been flooding down there. But then if you have undermining flooding, that could be an issue. The light tower, the lights on the tower, I know as a fact they've been complaining in that area about the lighting in the area for years because of that C1 parcel that's there.
Back to that flooding, though, they're talking about the building on the flooding, though. We got flooding in that area, and actually from Neonation, from high tides and stuff, but that, the flooding that they bring that out, whether, you know, they build on it, but like we just said, that's a Denrak issue, and it was made by man, so man's the one going to have to correct it, straighten it out, pull it to one side.
Well, I think the noise, so issue, that, the noise issue, there's not.
We got noise.
I don't know how much noise that could, you know, I really have no idea how much that generator makes the noise.
And how much maintenance got to be pulled there, 24-hour maintenance on that thing?
I don't believe it could be that much. But
how much?
Again, it's...
I think the flooding was because of the more rain we had this year. I mean, that's really
more
a big
so,
thing.
More so than...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The wettest years on
record. One of the wettest years on record.
Yeah.
On record, so...
I mean...
You guys
but
should
But even if you have flooding down there, like you just said, you have flooding on, if you have high tide or whatever, but I think their thing was, you know, they're going to build on that being wet, but that was...
Yeah.
This year may never happen, or last year may never happen again. Like
it'll be dry this year.
Huh?
It can be a dry year this year.
Oh, yeah. So
you gentlemen
should
know that.
There's still a lot to go over, huh?
I said these gentlemen should know that. They're farmers.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Not if I wash my truck.
Huh?
Not if I wash my truck.
That's right.
Hmm. Gentlemen. I know we've had a good discussion, but there's still some areas of concern or questionable people. Comfortable or not?
This is my first time at the bat. I wasn't at the last two, but I understand the the special use exception when it says substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighbors.
Yep.
It's a tough. Gotta have the facts. They've got to convince me that it will not.
I'm not convinced.
And I don't believe they've done that to me, no matter.
What you say?
I guess if you denied this, and they came back three blocks from where, or eight blocks from where they were, we'd be in the same position we are right now again.
Not necessarily.
I mean, you're going to have the same people probably doing the same thing again. It's not my backyard. That's, you know, it's just like you said, you know, the cell tower, everybody wants it, but nobody wants it in their backyard.
But that's pretty much with everything.
If they continue.
It's everywhere. It's pretty much with everything.
Anything. It's like everywhere we, every cell tower we had so far.
Well, pretty much anything like that about position.
So if that, so if they continue to make attempts, then eventually they'll exhaust any all possibilities.
I don't feel all possible.
But I don't think that they've exhausted, you know, all the
possibilities
of location.
If they can, you know, if they want to put it on a piece of residential property, you'll know what you're going to hear then.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just.
Well, they, you know, the way the ordinance reads, they couldn't. But
they couldn't, but anyway. Yeah, couldn't do a residential, that'd be commercial.
So that's the reason I imagine county council is restricted it strictly to a C1.
Town area.
They put AR.
But not strictly residential, medium or otherwise.
No, but AR, they can do
AR, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking MR or somewhere like that. No.
I think they said 23,000 calls, 2,911 calls per day, and I didn't write down how many emails and stuff, but that's only going to grow.
Mm-hmm. Well, but that's not up to now and all the time. That's the peak time.
But when people are there in the peak season, they want to be able to communicate.
Right.
And even when they're not in the peak season, the ones that are still working are probably working from a computer or cell phone or what have you. Mm-hmm. You know, that's more and more becoming the reality of business today.
Holiday weekends, 10,000 calls per day. 4th of July, 25,000. Definitely growing. And it mentioned the 9.6 million megabytes of data.
And it will continue to grow. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah. And technology will change.
It'll change for me now. Let me know.
Well, like I say, who knows? It may be satellite. It's just a matter
satellite
of getting,
might matter.
I guess, getting the wattage down so it doesn't cause cancer in your brain.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to decision, like it's like a crystal ball we're looking ahead. But you know, we don't know.
Right.
Nobody knows.
Doesn't change the question we have now.
In front of us. You know, we could have A, B, and C in the future, but who knows what it's going to hold?
Whoever thought we'd be like we are right now?
Right. That's true. That's what I'm saying. So we really just got the question. That's
right.
We just got the question asked before.
My mom,
you know?
My mom was a switchboard operator.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. She couldn't believe it, was she?
No. And we used to dial 5 digits to get local numbers here.
3. Yeah. 3 now.
I'm not that old.
Yeah, we used to.
3.
And 5.
I remember 5. National.
Yeah, I said 5. Now it's 3.
National 9, national 7.
Yeah. Now it's 3 and you're there. So really all this, you know, ahead and behind, the stats going to be, it's getting peaked. It's just a question before us now that we really, you know, got to deal with. You know, I have a crystal ball to know what's going to be 6 months from now, a year from now, what technology is going to be. No one does. You know, it'd be nice to be able to say that, but I have no idea. Just got to answer what's in front of us. So, gentlemen. To you.
What was that?
Is everyone
ready to vote?
Mr. Rickards, you ready to vote?
I'm ready to vote.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mills?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if the board is ready to vote, chair will then entertain a motion as to vote for or against.
Chairman, I make a motion that we deny case number 11,296. Because I believe it will substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Mr. Chairman, I as I stated earlier, because I feel that both sides argued equally as well in all aspects. But it comes down to the substantially adverse effect being the opposition property owner's ability to enjoy their property. So I'd second it.
Okay. They have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills, excuse me, that we deny case number 11,296. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Nay.
Okay. Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Nay, I do not think it substantially affect adjacent neighborhood properties.
Okay. And then Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons stated.
And aye, Mr. Callamaker, I feel that the opposition had indicated that there was cell, that there was phone coverage available and it was adequate for that area, and the tower was not necessarily needed.
Yeah.
So by a vote of 3-2, case number 11,296 is denied. So, is there any other business before the board? Hearing no other business, chair will entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Meeting is adjourned, subject to call.